I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Major Ed Dames, our foremost remote viewer. Major Dames, are the war drums beating in Russia and China? I mean, I feel very uncomfortable. I keep hearing these rumors of threats of nukes and everything else in China and Taiwan. What does the remote viewing world see?
Okay, for years and years, I've told you and Art that in terms of China, they're going to take back Taiwan.
Yeah.
The way they will do it, and I've said this so often on your show, till I'm blue in the face, is they're going to cause something, they're going to collaborate with the DPRK, and who are now going to launch another ICBM or another nuclear test before the November midterms. They're going to raise a ruckus up there, so that will have to divert some of our China Sea carriers and the resources up north off the coast of DPRK and deal with them, which really vitiate our forces in the South China Sea. That, in conjunction with our present administrative, our liberal administrative government, the Chinese will take back Taiwan, and we won't do anything about it.
Will it be mayhem for those people who are in Taiwan right now, those leaders?
I think most people don't realize. One of my many ex-wives was Chinese. My sons are half Chinese.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she flat out said, she's Taiwanese. We were married in Taiwan. And last month she said, look, you know, everybody on the island knows this is going to happen, and we want it. We visit China all the time. The only thing that will be different is, you know, we're going to be a liberal communist country. So there's a lot of folks in Taiwan. I mean, Taiwan will fall immediately. At the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people there that do not want a war, and they have no problem. They visit China all the time, so they have no problem with being taken over, so to speak, with China. Of course, there will be other ramifications in terms of freedom, but they got that. They believe that all the strict lockdowns and things like that in China and the credit systems, the personal credit systems, are because China is so big, a quarter of the world's population, that they have to institute controls like that. So, there you go.
Will this be a sign that if you see some of the leaders of Taiwan get on planes and flee the country?
No, they'll stay because of the situations. It's going to be like Hong Kong when the British gave up Hong Kong after a 99-year lease. Not much is going to change for a while, so their homes are there, their families there. They have nowhere to go. They don't have, you know, they're not dual passported like a lot of our leaders.
So no, and what happened in Russia between Russia and us? I thought we were kind of cozy, and all of a sudden it seems like everything fell apart. What happened? What happened to Putin?
No, it's not. we have to have an enemy in order for the military-industrial complex, who's now funneling all of our equipment, you know, to Ukrainians so that they can build more. We have to have an enemy. We've got to have an enemy. We have. We've always had. And Russia's it. Everybody hates Russia. But, I mean, the facts are that if the U.S. and Russia would have collaborated on not just the Salyut space program, but on space exploration, by this time we'd be exploring the outer planets together, and there's no reason.
Absolutely.
I mean, I could go on and on forever about that.
We'd have a base on the moon together.
That would just be a start point.
Yeah.
So, my house, I told you, was blown up over the 8-year artillery bombardment by the Kiev government, who called the Russian-speaking Eastern Ukrainians terrorists, the anti-terrorist operation, that's what they call it to this day. And when Zelensky said, and I didn't think that Putin would invade. He didn't want to. But when Zelensky said he's pondering putting nuclear weapons as a puppet of NATO on his territory, that did it. That did it. So Putin has taken, you know, a good one-third of the country already. He's probably going to take Odessa eventually when he's through. He's already taken Lugansk and almost all of Donetsk, so when he's done there, there'll be an operation down south, and he'll take Odessa, and that will seal that will the Ukraine, what's left of it, will become no ocean access. They'll become just a landlocked country. And after that, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I do know that Romania, not Slovakia, but Romania and Hungary and Poland will start slicing and dicing up the historic land that they had and what is not today's Ukraine. So that's going to be a mess. But bottom line is that there'll be very little left of the present-day Ukraine.
Major Ed Dames with us. We're going to take calls with the Major next hour here on Coast to Coast. Because of your remote viewing abilities, has it enhanced your intuitive abilities as well?
That's a good question. I've been asked that a number of times. I don't think so. I actually don't think so, although I don't know. I haven't really studied it. In the seminar in the early spring that I teach, we are going into personal development projects that are very powerful. And there, we'll turn our scrutiny to things like that. But in answer to your question, I don't know. I do know that one thing that has done is I refuse to be I need silence. I'm a recluse. I don't listen to music. I don't listen to anything that makes sounds. I shut the phones off. I don't even take I want the solitude. I love the wilderness, the desert. Deep in the Mojave Desert, oftentimes myself, and I need that quiet to be in touch with both myself and my creator. That's changed.
Do you keep in touch with some of the colleagues you had during the government days?
No, I wish I did, because some of them were dear friends, but I lost very dear friends, but I lost track of them.
Did you get along with Ingo Swann?
Oh yeah.
God rest his soul.
Oh yes. He designated me as his protege when he came in to visit my training office in New Mexico, and but when I started doing motion pictures and television, Ingo's very jealous. He's a very vain man to begin with, very jealous. So he wanted to do motion pictures. So
and he probably could have if he wanted to apply it.
Yeah, but he had to do things his way. I often threw the copies, the new copies of his book that he asked me to read away in the trash can. I was so upset at his writing style. I said, "You got to change this stilted, stoic stuff here," and he refused. So he should have been awarded the Nobel Prize for his discovery. But very eccentric, extremely eccentric man.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you were a little boy, did you have some of these remote viewing abilities?
No, not at all. I was about as psychic as a stone.
How did it develop and when in your life?
I was recruited into the original training, the five of us into the
Without any experience?
Right. Well, I could not believe that I was about to be trying to learn how to be psychically inclined. I just couldn't fathom anything like that until it turns out that it's pretty darn easy once you know how to do it. And Ingo taught us how to do it.
Why did they pick you in the first place?
Well, there's a little bit of some classified stuff behind it. The four people that were picked for the original program didn't know who I was. They thought I was counterintelligence because I came from a very deep, dark world, and they didn't know me. They came from the regular intelligence community, and they were wary of me. But I could command any job I wanted, and I was working at celestial levels of intelligence, Office of Secretary of Defense. And when I found out about this program, which I needed to help me solve some very serious problems, Russian secret problems. I found out about this program. I said, that's it. I want that. I could take any job I wanted, so I took that one.
That's amazing. And how often do you have to remote view to stay tuned up, Ed?
For technical remote viewing, I really need... I can get rusty. Anybody can. So I need to do it at least a couple times a month. For geofix work, which is an advanced skill that helps locate targets, that's That's much easier once you know how to do it, but it takes many years to master that skill. But I'll need to work a regular Orthodox. For instance, right now I'm working with my advanced students, the primary cause of breast cancer and the primary cause of autism. So I'm doing that with them.
I used to get lots of emails from you sending coordinates to police departments on certain issues. I haven't seen one of those emails in a while. Have you stopped doing that?
Mostly. I've decided just to do it, go out in the field myself like I'm doing on this Sierra Lamar case. Because I have to deal with the FBI, and they're a bunch of bureaucrats. The guys on the street, the guys and gals on the street are good folk, patriots. But once you get into a field office position, you know, commanding a field office, you start to become a politician. It's just like in the services, the armed service. Once you get that first star, the second, third, and fourth star are all about politics.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And when you were sending your emails out, what was their reaction? You know, oh, here's this remote viewer guy again, or what did they like it?
Not on the FBI's part. They did not. They did not like me because they pulls the wind out of the sail. But the U.S. Marshals were very, very receptive, and some sheriff's departments.
Good for you. Major Ed Dames with us. His website is, of course, majordamesnews.com. It's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. He is going to take calls with you next hour here about remote viewing. How long does it take to really train someone to be an effective remote viewer, Ed?
2 years.
That's not bad.
No, it is. I mean, that's to actually become
pretty proficient.
A professional at who I hire.
Are there some people that have come to your courses and you just know they're just not going to get it?
Of course, and vice versa. There are some that are profoundly talented in terms, they're born natural psychics. And when I can take a natural psychic and convert them not only into a remote viewing professional, but an all-star.
Weren't you in that movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats?
I wasn't in it, but if you have the DVD, I'm interviewed on the back end for the real story. The Paramount came to my training office in Folsom, California for that. But I was an actor and an FBI. I have a cameo as an FBI instructor in Suspect Zero. Tom Cruise wanted to play me, but he was making The Last Samurai in New Zealand, so he asked for Ben Kingsley, Gandhi.
Aha, that's
me.
Right.
So I had to train Gandhi, put him through familiarization training for the movie, and that was fun. So I get to have a little fun once in a while, so they just did kids and child murders. But that was a great movie. So I have a cameo FBI instructor, and I was a technical advisor on the movie.
Have you found that the interest in remote viewing is still strong?
The interest is growing. Most people have no idea. They've never heard the term remote viewing. I have no idea what it is. But it's leaking out. The idea that it exists and people are saying, you got to be kidding type of thing, that's leaking out. And the word's getting out slowly but surely. The way remote viewing is going to the way we're going to meet the promise of remote viewing, at least on my part, what I've set aside is to finding things and people that the Bureau and others cannot find, and then my flagship project is a tete-a-tete, a formal contact with a Bigfoot.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.